You mentioned Bertie. You mentored him early in his journey. What stood out to you about him? What traits, habits, or approaches made you realize he was destined to break through in such a competitive field and succeed the way he is today?
Well, right off the bat, I knew he had passion. I could see it, hear it, and what he spoke about. We just hit it off in that pub in London after my editor, Kathy Moran, said to everyone that wildlife photographer of the year, Steve needs a new assistant. And Bertie was right there. And then the next day, he was on stage after me at the Royal Geographical Society. And he tried to talk like me in my supposed accent and brought the house down, and it was great. I was laughing. I was the only person on the balcony, so everybody can hear me laughing. And I saw something in him from what he showed right away, and I knew that I didn't want him as an assistant. I want him as a partner, and said, hey, I don't think you want to be a still photographer. I think you want to do video. So let's go meet the head of non-marketing, but the person that says yay or nay to all the different shows that Nat Geo does. Yeah, Janet Hanvitsering. So we went to see Janet. Bertie learned how to, we got all the gear that we needed. We went out to Vegas during the NAB show, got a giant Canon lens, got a camera from Brad, and we got the equipment that we needed for the second TV show. And the first one, we went and got stuff from the equipment room at Geographic and just figured out how to do it. And he went on YouTube where we're in the back seat going from one place to another, and I think we were in South Africa then. I asked him how he was learning to use the camera. It was a Sony camera at the time, and he says, I'm on YouTube right now.
Wow.
So, you know, you just do it. And I knew that's what he wanted to do, and it was the passion that he had. And I had another assistant, and that was South African anyway, Alex Brakowski. So there's a PhD worker in Uganda now for many years online. So, yeah, we started out, and I think it's super important to mentor young photographers or videographers because we get a chance to have someone pay me to go in the field to do whatever project I'm working on. And the person you bring with you is vitally important. And that happened right in the beginning when I first started working on natural history show, that I wanted to get someone that was, since I had been an assistant, I wanted somebody to partner on it, to share ideas. I learned from them, they learned from me, and we move forward. The first natural history story I did was on jaguar, but that was more of a slog working with a lot of different scientists and trying to get the first pictures for the first jaguar story. And then when I did snow leopards next, as far as natural history stories go, I worked with a woman, Emily, who was the assistant for my editor, Kathy Moran. And Emily really helped me out a lot. She grew up in the mountains of Wyoming, and we were working in the mountains of India and Himalayas trying to find the secretive cat. And Emily was great to work with. And you always get something out of who you're working with, because everybody goes, oh, well, they're getting a great opportunity. Yes, but I am also, by learning from them things that I didn't know that I would learn. Every project, I try to mentor someone. But trust me, that always goes both ways. And it's real important to keep an open mind, because people think, oh, yeah, they're learning so much from you. But if you don't think you can learn something much from them, then you're kind of looking at it. in a different way than I.
And is that just a natural tendency for you to be curious and ask questions to them as well as them asking questions to you?
Could be, yeah. But I just know the way I wanted to be treated when I was working for Nick and how we worked together in that partnership type of deal. Yeah, because that's what it was. Yeah, I mean, you know, they may be doing things that you don't want to do, like organize all the camera traps when we're going out. I mean, Bertie still did that, but Alex did it also because there was two of them doing all the stuff. Bertie was doing the main camera work. He taught Alex how to do the B camera, and then we had to put traps up and things like that. Because what's paying for a lot of it in the beginning was the magazine story. And then once you get a TV show, the world, well, then Janet's like, hey, well, we want to do number two. She was like, well, you did number one. It was pretty good. Or it was really good or whatever. I don't remember what was said because Birdie was more involved than that. Because he was on his way.
So is it important to make a kind of good first impression? So like when you were doing, you and Bertie were doing the film, the fact that it did so well gave you guys a stack of proof to be like, look, we can do this again. And that allowed you, did that allow you to do another kind of film after that?
Yeah. I knew he was going to be successful. I remember when we were shooting Jaguar, someone that had been a cameraman on Planet Earth was doing our planet on Jaguar down in the Pantanal where we were. And he said, hey, I'm putting your name in, Bertie, for the internship at BBC if you want. And then Bertie came to me that night and said, hey, I've been offered this. And I said, good. You know, it always is a time where it's time for you to move on, or whoever you were you're working with to move on. That was a great opportunity for him. It's like getting a PhD in wildlife filmmaking by going to be one of the interns or assistants or whatever they call at the BBC Natural History. And so that was great. I just had to go find someone else to help me.
Was it just the passion that made him stand out versus other assistants in the past or in the future that you've had?
No, there's so much that, you know, you say, hey, Bertie, how'd you get involved in this? I mean, I started doing this when I was really young, but so did Bertie. Bertie went and worked with Coastal Wolves and a tourism operation on Vancouver Island when he was, I think, 16, 17 or 17, 18. And then in 18 or 19, he went to Peru and the Amazon or somewhere down in South America. I don't remember, but he had that passion and he was doing things on his own that he wanted to do. And it really made me know that he was the right person when I said, well, how'd you get money to do these things? And he said, well, I went on the helicopter's website. That was before drone. And noticed that they had really old pictures. And he did the same thing with the Jungle Lodge. And so he offered his services to them in exchange for a free room or a free helicopter ride so he could do aerial. And then it was right when drones were coming out, but I'm sure he didn't have the money to buy one. As soon as I heard that's what he was doing, then that was really cool that he found a way to do it no matter what his financial situation was. He got down there and then found ways to make it all happen. And that's how you find the answers to all your questions. How am I going to do this? Well, you come up with good answers, new answers, answers that are creative. That's really important.
Yeah.
So I knew he was going to succeed.